Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week's topic is the supernatural truth. We know that Satan is just as busy today as he's been since the beginning. And today we conclude with a topic that is dangerous to even mention: familiar spirits in church. Let me start by saying that I have no particular person or group in mind today. I am simply referring to a category that the Bible calls false prophets. Let's establish one thing first. According to the Bible, it is entirely possible for a person claiming to have a gift from God to in fact be a false prophet. 2 Corinthians 11:14 says, "For Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light." But the real danger here is, if you're not careful, you'll throw out the good with the bad. Let me be very clear. I personally believe in the gift of prophecy and that there are legitimate prophets. But I have also been an eyewitness to false prophets. There are many biblical guidelines for prophecy, but I want to focus on just a few that pertain to families. First and foremost, the Bible instructs us to judge prophecy. 1 John 4:1 says, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." No legitimate prophet will encourage you to keep your prophecy secret from all. As a matter of fact, I refuse to allow a prophet to speak to my children without my hearing it. And when I receive a prophetic word, I take it to my wife and other spiritually mature people in my life to see what they have to say about it. Just because someone precedes a statement with, "Thus saith the Lord," does not mean that you should take for granted that it is God's message for you. A good prophet will actually encourage you to share the message with your spouse, your pastor, or your parents. And when it's confirmed, you will have something good to hold on to. I hope this series has been beneficial to you. I firmly believe that our Heavenly Father wants us and our children to clearly understand the supernatural truth. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.